Greetings in the Savior's name to each of you. We do gather under his name afresh this Lord's Day, and it is a pleasure to be called upon to speak a word in Jesus' name for you. I do hail from Winter Garden. It is from Florida that I come. With my wife, Danielle Robin, we have toured Virginia and in the Carolinas, and we now make our way back down to Georgia after a short honeymoon that has been delayed for the time that we would have now to enjoy. And so we were led by God's Spirit, I believe, to come to Roswell, to Union, and to fellowship with you all, to hear the preaching of the word and the songs lifted up in Jesus' name. And we have lifted up song, and we have offered our prayers from the heart. And now I would ask you to open the scriptures with me for a moment to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And if you're there with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I would like to break in at verse 17, reading to the end of the chapter. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, beginning. Hear now the word of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. The word of God is clear that Jesus Christ was made sin for us, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. He imputes not our sin to ourself, but in Christ he gives us the righteousness of himself. This is the ambassadorship that Paul the Apostle speaks of very clearly, that he is beseeching the Corinthians to be reconciled to God. In whatever way they are not reconciled, because this is a message to believers, it is not to unregenerate, it is to believers that he says, be reconciled to God. In whatever manner that there is not peace restored between you and our Father through the Lord Jesus Christ, by his Spirit giving conviction of sin, and you being the man or woman of God who walks in the Spirit following after Jesus. This is our calling, and it is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that we would be reminded daily that our sins, they're not imputed to us. He's not counting them against us. He's giving us every moment of every waking hour the opportunity to live in the newness of life that he speaks of in that first verse I read. The new creature in Christ Jesus we always see and hear of, that is the newness of life that he calls you to live in as you are putting off the old man and putting on Jesus Christ our Lord. And so I would implore each of you to hear this message for you this day. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Live in the newness of life, knowing His power and grace in your life. Let us pray. Our gracious and kind, eternal Heavenly Father, we beseech the throne of grace, Lord, and we thank Thee that You have given to us a spirit of adoption in Christ Jesus. We thank Thee that in Thee we have the fullness of life, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit upon us. And in this sanctuary, we gather under Jesus' name. And Father, we are so thankful that we can experience a measure of the Spirit as we lift up songs of Zion to Thee and hear from Thy word and know that Thou art with us wherever we go. We ask for that power in the new creation wrought by Christ Jesus on the cross and by His resurrection, being justified before Thy sight. We ask for this impression of Christ Jesus in the Scriptures to be made known to each and every one of us as we both walk, watch, and pray. We pray these things, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen.